Satanists lobby for Iowa law allowing them to target children in schools. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 1, 2024. The Satanic Temple is happy to engage children if a bill allowing chaplains in schools passes in Iowa, a minister of the Satanic Temple stated. Lawmakers in Iowa are considering a bill which would essentially allow school districts to hire or allow chaplains. A state Senate subcommittee passed Senate Study Bill 3092 last week, which is described as an act authorizing school districts, charter schools, and innovation zone schools to employ chaplains, or engage volunteer chaplains, to provide services to students. This week, a House subcommittee passed its version of the bill, House File 2073. While there would be legal authorization for school districts, charter schools, and innovation zone schools to employ chaplains, or even have them on a voluntary basis, the bill makes it clear that the board of directors of a school district shall not require or coerce a student to utilize the support, services, or programs provided by a chaplain who is employed or engaged by the board of directors of the school district pursuant to this section. Regardless, the proposal has received pushback, including from the Satanic Temple. However, it has made it clear that if it passes, it will be more than happy to engage children in schools. But if the bill does pass, I'm excited for the opportunities it presents for the Satanic Temple to provide support services and programs to school children in our state, Satanic Temple Minister Mortimer Adramelech stated. Iowa has several ordained ministers of Satan and we would be happy to engage children, he added, as chaplains of any religion would be permitted. The Satanic Temple garnered attention last year after proudly unveiling the world's first religious abortion clinic where it will offer abortion rituals. In advertising this so-called clinic, the Satanic Temple made it clear that its main goal was to expand access for mothers to murder their unborn children, offering their abortion ritual to help mothers let go of guilt or shame, as Breitbart News reported at the time. TST Health describes the abortion ritual as a protective rite designed to cast off unwanted feelings associated with taking the life of an unborn child. According to TST Health, the ritual involves spoken words exclusively and includes reciting the third tenet of the Satanic Temple, one's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone, and the fifth, beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs. Ironically, the Satanic Temple states in its fifth tenet that beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. One should take care never to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs. It states, failing to see its own irony given the scientific facts about unborn children, from the fact that science shows that a baby's heartbeat begins around 21 days, to the fact that can begin to feel pain in the first trimester. Given that, it would appear the Satanic Temple is violating its own self-imposed tenet of its religion. Further, it has many wondering why the Satanic Temple would be interested in engaging children in schools, the same children they would happily terminate in the womb. As Breitbart News detailed last year, the brazen advocacy of abortion is reminiscent of the pagans throughout history, who sacrificed their children to the Canaanite deity Moloch. This was sharply addressed in the Old Testament, as the deity was first mentioned in Leviticus. You shall not give any of your children to offer them to Moloch, and so profane the name of your God, I am the Lord, Leviticus 18:21 reads. Leviticus 20 also addresses the pagan deity and child sacrifice, as God strictly warned the people of Israel from whoring after Moloch, lest God cut them off from among his people and they be put to death. Meanwhile, the remaining six tenets of the Satanic Temple are relative, largely based upon one's autonomy without a need for absolute truth. For example, the Satanic Temple supposedly believe that one should act with compassion and empathy toward all creatures in accordance with reason. It appears it is up to an individual to determine the extent of with reason. The Satanic Temple also states that the struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions. However, justice is not defined and, again, it appears to be up to the individual to decide for themselves. It should be noted that the Satanic Temple is not the same organization as the Church of Satan, the latter of which was founded by Anton Zandor Lavey in 1966.